Welcome aboard the Form Express. We kick it off with a look at the program at Randwick. We're racing on the Kensington track today. We'll get our look at the program underway with race number four, first leg of the quaddie. To take us through the quaddie legs, Shane Montgomery, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Good morning, listeners.
First leg of the quaddie, race number four, is a three-year-old 68 rater over 1,300 metres. Scratchings here are 1-9 and 13. Ruben Moss, $2.90. Yardstick at $5.50. Salatine at $6.50. Sequana is an $8.50 chance. Much, much better on the $9 line.
Yeah, I thought Ruben Moss was one of the better bets of the day, Brendan. Was only having his second start when he was produced as a gelding for the first time at Warwick Farm. He scored with great authority over this trip. I think he's ready to take the next step already. 10 Hot Spring Goal was first up last run at Newcastle. That was 1,200. Hit the line very stylishly to score. It conceded all the start. He's likely to do that again, but the Kensington track allows the back markers to finish off. 8 Salatine was our class last start here. That was on the course proper, but that's got to be overlooked. Much better suited here. And 6 Aquana shouldn't be harshly judged for an unplaced effort at Gosford last start. There were excuses. 4, 10, 8, 6.
Race number 5 is a benchmark 88 over 1,800 metres. Number 13 is the withdrawal Pesto, who caught the eye at Caulfield first up, $3.80. It's nearly $4.80. Mr. Dependable 5 along with Amica. Alferus Aliferus at $7 out to Stockman at 9.
Yeah, number 11, Pesto, you hit the nail on the head, Brendan. Certainly did catch the eye. It was making his Australian debut last start at Caulfield over 1,400. You'd have to think that the step up in distance today and the race fitness would allow it to make a ratings step, and if he does, it could be very hard to beat. 3 Aliferus, or Aliferus, has been competing at black type level recently at Rose Hill. The efforts have been solid. She's been kept fresh to the assignment today, and she has performed stylishly fresh before. 5 Mr. Dependable led 3 out of Canterbury last start. That was second up. She returns to the home base today. Expect similar tactics to be adopted. And 12 Amica produced first up last start at Rose Hill. The effort was most encouraging over 1,500. She should relish the distance rise today. 11, 3, 5, 12.
Race number 6 is a benchmark 78 over 1,280 metres. Scratchings here from the third leg of the quaddie are numbers 4, 7, 13 and 14. Count de Rupee resumed $3.20. Marway $5.50. Al Buena. Smart Image at 7 along with Miss Einstein and Papal Warrior $9.50.
Possibly one of the better bets of the betting races of the day, Brendan. I've got number 3 on top, Smart Image, is competing for the first time as a gelding, and he does so after a stable change. He's trialled twice recently, and when he resumed from his last spell, he needed to overcome all sorts of traffic problems to score over this trip at Canterbury. I think they'll be hoping that history can repeat today. 9 El Buana scored a very slender margin first up at Canterbury last start, but he also needed to overcome problems to do that. He's race fit and out. He's likely to enjoy a much better run in transit after drawing the inside gate today. 8 Count de Rupee trial recently at home at Kembla Grange in preparation for this first up run. He scored within this distance range first up last preparation, and he's also proven here. 6 Noroni was third up on the tighter Canterbury circuit, and that caused it a fail last start. This more spacious circuit gives Noroni some sort of a chance to improve. 3, 9, 8, 6.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 88 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings from the last 4, 5, 10, 12, 15, 16 and 18. Tabfix.com's favourite, Legay de Soleil at $2.90. Bound to win $3.50. Lena's Hope at $5. Brutality at 6 and Something Fast Best of the Rest at 16.
Number 8, Legay Soleil, looked apart when she resumed at Warwick Farm over this trip last start. She's been kept fresh and tackling this distance again. Second up shouldn't pose a problem. 6, Lena's Hero was produced after almost 4 weeks off when gear changes were made last start at Canterbury. The effort was solid. She's got scope to improve off this quicker backup. 9, Brutality's first up. Blinkers are removed. Last preparation, they did the same thing. They made sure the blinkers weren't there. He did a top job to score, and he could repeat today. And 11, Bound to Win also presents first up. She's likely to concede most an early start, but as I mentioned earlier in the preview, back markers get their chance normally on the Kensington track, especially late in the day. 8, 6, 9, 11.
Best value quaddie and play of the day for the Kensington meeting, please, Shane.
Yes, sir. I thought the best was in race 5, number 11, Pesto. I thought the next best was in race 4, Rubemos. The best value, race 6, number 3, Smart Image. Player of the day, race 4, number 4, Rubemos, all up Pesto in race 5. That's number 11. And the quaddy, I thought we'd go try to get it as inexpensively as possible or not lose much. That would make Pesto in the first, Rubemos in the first leg, number 4, Pesto in the second leg, number 11, and then these numbers in the third leg, 3, 6, 8, 9, and Brendan in the fourth leg, 6, 8, 9, and 11.
Best of luck today, Shane.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Shane Montgomery with his thoughts on the meeting at Randwick on the Kensington Bathurst race today. Ian Humphreys has gone through the form for us there. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddy is an 1,100-metre 3-year-old and up maiden. Scratching from race number 4 at Bathurst to runners 2, 7, 8 and 13. One for the thrill seekers here. Party Lady, Kayla Nisbet rides $1.15. She super $6 out to Down to Earth at 16.
Yeah, it's pretty short. It's weak odds, isn't it, in a maiden at Bathurst. Probably be winning, but good luck taking that price. She resumes here for a new trainer. She had good ability last time in, but she had 4 starts. She's tried well for her returns. She'd probably be winning this with a couple of key scratchings, but yeah, $1.15. Number 12, she's super. Got too far back last time and made good ground. She'll enjoy getting to the extra trip today. Put in number 1, Down to Earth, and number 9, Are You Certain, into the placing. So I've gone 10, 12, 1 and 9.
Race number 5 is a class 1 over 1,800 metres. Scratching from this event are runners 2, 8 and 9. Soul Air is the favourite at $1.70. Inside the Trader at $3.40. My Girl Ruby $5.750 for under orders.
Yeah, again, not many chances here. I'm going to the top one, actually Inside Trader. Gets a big class drop here from his past few runs at the Provincials. He didn't have much luck last start in a benchmark 64 race at Newcastle. This looks a little easier today, but he has got a weight rise. The favourite, Soul Trader, is ready to improve after 2 runs back from the spell. I think he's short enough in the market. Number 7, My Ruby Girl, resumes here for a new trainer. Let's try it okay, and we'll put in number 11 under orders in for 4. So I've gone 1, 3, 7, 11.
Race number 6 is a class 4 over 1,400 metres. 4 and 11 come out of the second last. Tab Fixed Odds favourite for Bjorn Baker is number 1, Omudgy at $2.10. Amy Shadow, $2.90. Sapphire Sun, $6.50. $9 Zoologist.
Yeah, again, race with limited chances. I'm going with number 3, Amy Shadow. She's been good in stronger races her past 2. No problems at the 1,400 metres. I think she'll be hard to beat. The favourite, Omudgy, is going really well, but he's yet to win beyond 1,200 metres, which is some query to me. Number 2, Zoologist. Hasn't done much this time in, but he might be an improver here today. And probably number 10, Sapphire Sun, resuming in for 4. So I've gone 3, 1, 2 and 10.
Race number 7 is a class 1 over 1,200 metres. Withdrawals here are 5, 8 and 13. Dynamic Impact resumes another one for Bjorn Baker at $2.30. Enamore at $4.40. Departing Bullet $5.50. Too Spicy at $6. And Super Gaze at 7.
Yeah, this is probably the toughest leg of the quaddies. The top one's resuming. He's trialled well for his return, so he's got a big weight and a bad barrier, so just watch the betting there. Number 7, Departing Bullet, hasn't won for a while, but he's never far away, has some chance. Number 3, Enamore, he's going fairly too. He can be an improver here. He's only won 1 from 18, which is a query. And we're putting number 2, Elysio, in for 4. So I've gone 1, 7, 3 and 2.
Best value, quaddy and play in for the meeting at Bathurst?
Yeah, the best, we'll go back to race 1, I think. Keep waiting the real short ones. Race 1, number 4, Emma Lee. She covered ground, was good when not beaten far at Goulburn last time. From the better draw here today, and this is a slightly easier race, getting to 1,400 metres. I like her, race 1, number 4, Emma Lee. Hard to find value because a lot of shorties. Maybe number 3, number 2, Pindara's Dream. One of the first 2 starts this time in, and then wasn't far away last time at Canterbury. I think she's about $3. I think it's good odds. This is not a very strong race. They make her the value, race 3, number 2. The quaddy, well, there's not many chances here, Brendan. The first leg, we'll take 10 and 12 in case Party's Lady gets beaten. Probably she was probably the only danger. So 10 and 12, the first leg. Second leg, just 1 and 3. Third leg, again, just 1 and 3. And we'll put a few on the last. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 7.
Best of luck today, Ian.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphries with his thoughts on the program at Bathurst. Racing also today in New South Wales is at Gosford on a good four. Joel Marshall has been through the form for us. Joel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quarter at Gosford today, race number four, coming up at 11 minutes to three. Scratchings from this event in this 1,100-metre maiden are runners 9, 10 and 12. Tab Fixtord's favourite is Diora at $2.15. Ralph's Folly at $3. I Survived at $8.50 out to Luna B at 10.
It's a tricky start to the quaddy. I think there's limited quality involved. I'll go on with four Diora, former Victorian. I thought he was pretty good first start to the Adam Duggan Yard at Port Macquarie. Did his best work late there. Extra 100 metres suits, and I think with just with that fitness run under the belt, he can take beating. One, Ralph's Folly. He's had a few chances, but he puts himself on speed and gives himself every chance. That's going to help in this race. Eight, Luna Beer, hit the line quite well at Muswellbrook, over 1,000 metres at her third start. The extra 100 metres is going to suit. And maybe the pick of the newcomers is seven, I Survived. Trialled with the Blue Blood, number three, Cream Rises. There wasn't much between them, but I'll side with the home track horse, number seven, in for fourth. Four on top from 1, 8 and 7.
4817, first leg of the quarter, Gosford. Second leg race, number 5 is the Colts, Geldings and Entire, 64 over 1,100. Number 10 is the Scratching. Budwar is the favourite at $2.60. Toro Toro at $4.40. Ragged Rascal at $5.650. Invincible Lad out to Lord Tony at 7.
Now, in the way of number 2, Invincible Lad, just being a bit forgiving of that first up run, he didn't finish off at all there at Hawkesbury. He over-raced early. Tommy Berry thought the good three was just a bit firm for him. There's not going to be a lot wetter here, good four, but I don't think it'll be as hard as what it was at Hawkesbury. He drops back in class, and after the 2 kilo claim, he only rises 2 kilos. And importantly, he races well at Gosford. He's had three goes here for two wins and a third, so I think Invincible Lad can bounce back. One, Toro Toro, the danger. When they've stretched him beyond 1,200, that's when he's been vulnerable, but over these shorter trips, he's very consistent. Too classy at Mudgee last time out. He'll be hard to beat. In for third, number 6, Boudoir, the favourite. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's dropping in class. And on the 4th in the Provincial Championships qualifier at Gosford, two runs back, easy to see why he's favourite. He's certainly a winning chance. And in for fourth, we'll throw in number 3, Ragged Rascal. Another one that doesn't win out of turn. He settles back and needs luck. He'll be ducking and weaving late and might get into the minor money. But two on top from 1, 6 and 3.
Race number 6, a fillies and mare, 64 over 1,100 metres. Withdrawals here from the third leg of the quaddy of 3, 7 and 10. Tam Fixed Odds favourite next to Riches, 3.30. Hero S at $4, 4.40. Sahara I See Things at $5.50. Miss Spiteful, 6.50. Out to Duchess at $15.
Pretty competitive race, this one. There's a bit of speed. I'm hoping the favourite, 6, Nags to Riches, can just sit behind that speed from gate 1. I think she's got a bit of upside. She won on debut at Hawkesbury. They tipped her out. She reappeared at Warwick Farm in November. Found Ballistic Lover just a shade too good. But Ballistic Lover's a pretty good form reference for this race. I've liked Nags to Riches trials leading in. And as I said, she looks to get the right run in transit. 9, Hero S was a dominant winner here first up in maiden company with James McDonald aboard. She's a very well-bred filly out of the Group 1 winner, Shrekandy. She's certainly got a bit of upside about her. And then up towards the top, the two fillies with midweek City form. 2, Miss Spiteful will go forward, make her own luck, and certainly be competitive. And 1, Sara, she can go forward or back. I'd say from the wide gate, they'll go back first up, and she'll just need a bit of luck in running, but she's certainly good enough to figure. 6 on top for me from 9, 2 and 1.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. A few scratchings here. Runners coming out of 2, 3, 6, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Momac is the favourite at $2.60, Lake Tie $4.20, Vigorous Flow $4.80, $7.50 Call Me Mo, Fantasy Eagle at 10 out to Ladies Gym at $12.
Yeah, plenty of chances here. I think 7 Call Me Mo represents a bit of value. He's been going along okay this prep. He wasn't far away in that Provincial Championships qualifier at Gosford, two runs back when fifth behind Great News. He's had a couple of wide gates recently. He does settle back half, but I'm sure from a better gate with a few scratchings, he won't be too far, certainly won't be as far from them as he normally is. He's a good each-way play, number 7. 10, Vigorous Flow, the 3-year-old from the Snowden camp, has a bit of upside. That was a tough effort at Newcastle first up. He drew the wide gate. He was wide throughout, and he stuck on really bravely for third. Coming through that same Newcastle race is number 11, Coco Barchi. Her last 100 metres, she really surged there. She'll be fitter for that. She's already a second-up winner over a mile in the past. I think she's over the odds. And 5, Ladies Gem, well, surprised everyone last time out when scoring at cricket score odds. But he's got a good, consistent record at the Gosford Mile. I think from a good draw, he can be competitive again. 7 on top for me from 10, 11 and 5.
Best value caught him in play, Joel, for the program at Gosford?
Yeah, we'll go with the best early. He's short. I think he's the standout. Race 2, number 4, My Swashbuckler. The set weights conditions of this maiden in Class 1 really suit him. He should be giving plenty of weight away. He's third up from a long spell and ready to win. Best value in the last race, 7, number 7, Call Me Mo. The play of the day, we'll play that in the last, boxing up the exotics, Quinellas, Exactas, Duets, race 7, numbers 7, 10 and 11. And in terms of the quaddie, first leg, numbers 1, 3, 4, 7 and 8. Second leg, numbers 1, 2, 6. Third leg, numbers 1, 2, 6 and 9. And final leg, numbers 7, 10 and 11.
7, 10, 11 in the last leg. Best of luck today, Joel.
Thanks, Brandon. Enjoy your day.
Joel Marshall there with his look at the program at Gosford. Queensland Racing today, two meetings here this afternoon. We'll take a look at the Sunshine Coast in depth and then how it'll have a quaddie and a couple of best bets also for the program at Bow Desert. But the Sunshine Coast is where we'll kick it off. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. I hope you're sitting down because I'm about to tell you something remarkable. It's a good track at the Sunshine Coast.
I did query that when I flicked over on the app and seen good four. I had to just scratch my head and double check. Almost went searching for Racing Australia just to make sure that was right. Something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it has been for some time, which is out of the ordinary, but thank goodness, back on a good track.
Looking forward to it as well. Race number 6 on the program is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a 65 over 2,200 metres. There are no scratchings here. Young Blood is the favourite at $3.10. Group Think $4.80 with Neptune's Choice. Past Tense $8.50. Searing Speed $9.50. Until He's the Deal at $12.
Brendan, there's 5 horses that are less than $10, and being a staying race, I think you've got to give all of them serious thought. My original selection remains number 1, Young Blood. Now, it's a favourite, $3.10, so there's probably not a lot of value in that price. But look, he's a very consistent horse. He's likely to lead, if not, he'll box seat from Barrier 2. Leah Kilner's claim is a wise move. She's got a very good strike rate on stayers. She rates them well. She reads those races well. So I think Young Blood is the testing material. 7 past 10, had the 3 runs from a spell. Latter 2 were on a heavy 10. Suited up in distance, suited on the dry. Number 3, Neptune's Choice, also fitter for 3 from a spell. And they've all been in the wet. He's a good tracker, all wins on top of the ground, up in distance suits. Number 2, Group Think, ultra consistent, finishing between 2nd and 4th, all 6 starts this time in, and all 5 prior to that. So he's due to get his 3rd win, but he's a chance. And number 4, Searing Speed, would be the next number I'd put in, my 5th number. Just a complete forget at Ipswich last start. Maps very well and carries no weight after the claim for Wendy Peel. So I'd be putting the 4 in the quaddies, but in the numbers here, 1, 7, 3 and 2.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 65 over 1,000 metres for the 3-year-olds. Scratchings here are 5, 8, 11, 14 and 15. Snappy Reply, $2.15, Tanfixed Odds favourite. Streaker at $6.50 with Salbrus. Queen Sweeper at 7 out to $10, Mistress of Doom.
It's very hard to beat to mine, Snappy Reply, and I don't think $2.15 is too short either. Filly Tony Golan Train had 2 starts this time in, both at Doomben on Saturdays on soft ground. Second up, she's only beaten 2 links in a 3-year-old quality. So she's dropping in class. She's got speed and she's probably only got one other horse that'll, you know, be with her in the run. So over the 1,000 metres, I think she'll take plenty of catching. Number 1, Queen Sweeper, firm second selection, very brave at Eagle Farm last start over 1,200 with 60, suited back in distance. Number 4, Streaker. Remarkable win first up over the 800 Ipswich. He was 10 lengths off them after they'd gone 200 metres, and then he got going just before the bend, and he ran them all down. It's been good early money support for him, trained by Chris Anderson. That's a good sign. Number 12, Salbrus. Now, first up was 2.5 lengths behind Snappy Reply. I don't know if it can turn the tables on that, but maps well. Certainly a strong chance for Cornell's trifectas. 6-1, 4-12.
Race number 8 is a benchmark 65 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here from the second last to 3 and 14. Shamrock Lou is the favourite, $2.15. Set me up, $4.20. Invigorating, $7.50. Devil of Rain at $10 and no refund at $19. $2.15. Shamrock Lou for Benny Thompson, the popular one.
And this is, again, I'm tipping the favourite, and it's another Tony Golan Train horse. So that's 3 in a row. Number 6, Shamrock Lou. Led all the way to win at Doomben second up. It was a good enough win, even though it was a narrow margin. And like the previous race, just maps so well up on the pace. No Refund is the only other horse that's likely to drive at Mad Devil Lane or be poised to pound. So I thought race run to suit, fitter for that second up win, Shamrock Rue number 6, hardest to beat. 11 Cordone at $26. Interesting runner. 6 starts fresh, which it is today, for 2 wins and 2 placings. Had a couple of trials. The latter ran last in the trial, but it was the winner there was Mayazzi, which was unlucky at Durman yesterday, and Get Stuck In was in that trial, and it came out and won first up at Eagle Farm. So 11's a good value runner. Number 13, Set Me Up, first up from a spell, did win only prior. That was on debut, albeit at 1,000 metres. They're trying 1,200 first up today, Tricky Alley. And then number 10, Correa. Got a lot of time for this horse. I just wish it trialled a bit better. Maybe it's on a stayers campaign this time, but if they can run on, then Correa's a horse that could be getting home down the outside. 6, 11, 13, 10.
Last event from the Sunshine Coast is a Class 1 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 5, 10, 11, 15 and 18. Tanfix Dodd's favourite is Fortified at $2. This time it's Waller with the shorty. Real Empress $8, $8.50 for Purnell. Karamik at $10, as is Beau Falls and 11 for Kippax.
I'm going to go with Robert Heathcote's filly. That's number 12, Real Empress. Very good win at Doomben 2 starts ago. Nice turn of foot coming from nearly last to run past them all, win by over a length, extending margin. And out of that race came Profiterole to win impressively, and the third horse, Volunteer, although beaten next start, was a terrific run. And I'm forgiving Real Empress her last start 7th because she settled up on the pace. It was a soft 7. I think the key to her is a quiet ride on top of the ground. She'll get that today. Number 13, Durander Lad. Maps very well up on the pace. Some query the trip, but fitter for 2 from a spell was equal lead 3 wide, second up, I forgive. Number 4, Purnell. First up, 5th was okay. Maps well, but may need another run. And then the favourite, number 3, Fortified. First up, 3rd was okay. He's sure to be looking for further than 1,400, so I'm just wondering whether he'll, you know, this race might be a touch short for him, and I think he's a bit short price-wise. So I'm happy to suggest 12 each way. Real Impress from 13, 4 and 3.
12 in the last. Best value, Courtney and Playhound for the Sunshine Coast.
So the best, I think, is race 7, number 6, Snappy Reply. Best value, race 9, number 12, Real Empress. Quaddy, tending to go wide today, wide for my sort of, for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 1, 4, 6, 12, 6, 10, 11, 13, 3, 4, 12 and 13, but by all means you could have more units of 6 in the second leg. And play of the day, sorry, race 9, Box Cornella, 3, 4, 12, 13.
3, 4, 12, 13. Also racing in Queensland at Beau Desert today. Have we got a couple of best bets and a quaddie there?
Yes, we have. So Beau Desert also on a good track. Race 1, number 6, Twerk. Got a good barrier. There's good speed in this race. I can see Twerk just getting a nice trail, perhaps 5th or 6th. Last start winner. 4 kilo claiming apprentice Olivia Webb to ride. Now, she's only had 7 rides. She's won 2 races. Most likely is apprentice to Barry Lockwood. And I think this horse just gets a really nice run in transit. So start off at Beau Desert early. Race 1, number 6, Twerk. And then across to race 4, number 5, Cypher Eero. Had the 2 starts, first up placed 8 at Doomben. That was on a heavy 10, so it was a complete forget. Then it got on top of the ground at Doomben and ran 2nd, beaten the neck by Kravitz. That's very good form for this. Got barrier 1. This is a Hancock's bloodstock horse, amongst others. So I thought it'd be hard to beat. Race 4, number 5, Scythe Eero. And then for a quaddie at Beau Desert, Brendan, first leg, 2, 4, 5, 9, 2, 7, 9, 1, 2, 6, and then 4, 5, 6, 8, 10. And there is some value amongst those numbers, so hopefully the marbles fall the right way.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan. Have a great day, everyone.
Howard Walter with his look at the Sunshine Coast and also Beau Desert, South Australian racing today, hence to Gawler on a soft 5. We say good morning to Nadia Horn.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. 7 events on the program at Gawler today. We'll get stuck in from race number 4. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,700 metres where the emergencies 13 through 16 are not required here. Tanfix Dodd's favourite is Does It at $3.20. One Call Me Shame is $4.60. Persian Empire at $8. $9 Mr Pocket. Monrage $9.50. How do we get the quarter off to a winning start?
Look, I'm putting three dozen on top. This horse has had a couple of runs back from a break now and has improved virtually at every run. I particularly like the effort at Gawler last start, where the horse was down in grade and had been going around a metropolitan level prior and did wheel off some of the best sectionals of the meeting. You know, had the fourth best last 600 for the program. So I'm looking at this race today, the fact that it's drawn favourably and is going to get a run just probably a little worse than midfield. It'll be hard to beat race four, number three. The danger, I think, number seven, Monrage, is suited in this class, gets the services of Baron Vorster. Look, its form is probably a little better than what it does read on paper. Its best form is definitely good enough to win this. One, Call Me Seamus, ran well last start and will be further improved. And then we've gone out to number two, Meadows Young Buck. 3, 7, 1, and 2, race four.
Race 5 and 1100 metre, class 1. Scratchings here are 1 and 5. Sensational Reward is the favourite at $3.20. Kishstar 4.80. Spin the Reward 5. Aquamos 5.50. Sam Buck a $6.50 chance and Beers with Clint at $10.
Going with 3, Spin the Reward. But Peter Hardacre's team's going great guns at the moment. He's definitely got his small stable firing. And this is the horse who was able to win going back a couple of runs ago. It did so on a race at Morford, but it was a three-year-old maiden event, but it won well. Its late data was quite solid when you rank it for the program, and this was being a maiden-quality field. It then got up to 1,200 metres, and look, on that occasion, it was up to benchmark 70 grade. It probably found that a little tough where it was beaten some 5 lengths. So I'm expecting this horse back in grade and the 1,100. I think that's key. It'll be hard to beat this class. So Spin the Reward on top. I think number two, Sensational Reward, looms as the danger. Prepared by Tony and Calvin McAvoy. Horse is likely to be up on speed. It was a winner going back 2 starts ago, and then they threw it into what was somewhat of a strong benchmark 64 race at Sandown last time out. Look, it wasn't disgrace beaten 4.5, and did pull up with a little issue. It had a poor recovery rate. So obviously things, you know, weren't 100% right there, hence the reason why they've obviously taken the horse back home and looking for an easier race for it. 8 goes in for third, Kishstar, who was good first up, and then I've got the 6, Sarbuck, in for 4. 3, 2, 8, 6 in race 5.
Race number 6 is a benchmark 54 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 8, 17 and 18. Sensational Reward was the favourite for race 6, for race 5. Favourite for race 6 is Pam's Joy at 4.80. Turf Tapper at 6.650. For Centre Scooter, Zoom Forward 6.50. 7 US Marshall out to $12 for Bullet Kid.
Yeah, look, this race has been knocked around a little bit by scratching, so I'm left with number 2, Turf Tapper, as the top tip in the race. He's had 2 runs back this time in, and they've been at Oakbank and Narracourt. Look, he hasn't been disgraced in both of those runs, but if you have a look at his profile, he usually takes a couple of runs to get right. He's sort of on that type of pattern in this race here today, and he gets Jay Holder aboard. Look, he's got 59.5 kilos, but this is only a 54 grade, and he has been going around in benchmark 62s at his last couple, so he will appreciate the step back in class. Number 2, Turf Tapper. I've got the 11, Pam's Journey, in as the main danger. He was able to win last time out. 9, US Marshall, goes in for third. Look, can mix its form a bit, but if you go on its win 2 starts ago, it'd have to be a chance. And as far as the next selection in the race, I'll probably have to go out to the likes of number 4, Centre Scooter, who has been racing quite consistently. 2, 11, 9 and 4 in race number 6.
Race 7, a benchmark 68 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings here from the last to runners 8, 12 and 15. Secret War is the favourite here at $2.10. Brazen Brando 5, $8 extra mile. Damascus Moment 9.50. Roland Drunk at 10 and $11 for La Vita.
And in this race, look, I'm putting the 3 on top here, Damascus Moment. He's had the 2 runs back now, this preparation. It ran an improved race here in second last start, and it does get to a very good position on the map in this race here today, where it's going to be right up there on speed. Look, that was probably one of its best performances that it ran to last time out. So the 5-year-old, you know, is on track to hit some new career peaks this preparation. I've got the 6 in as the danger here, Secret War. You can't knock its form. It's been able to win its last 2, went from a 62 to win in a class 2 off of what was quite a long break. But every time they've raised the bar with this horse, he's met it. So there's no reason to suggest why he can't be competitive here, and it is his home track. 10 extra mile, I've got him for third, who was first up, and then we've gone out to number 7, a Brazen Brando. But I've gone at 3 from 6, 10 and 7 in race number 7.
Best value, quality and play for Gawler, please, Nadia.
Look, the best comes up race three. I like the six, Morty, race three, number six. As far as a horse at a price, probably that horse in race seven. Quite keen on number three, Damascus Moment, on an each-way basis at around 9.50. Our quaddie today will go 1, 2, 3, 7 first leg, runners 2 and 3 in the second, 2 and 11 in the third leg, and we'll come home with runners 3, 6 and 10 in the last leg. And as far as the play of the day, we'll take an all-up race 1, the 5, into race 3, number 6.
Race 3, number 6, last leg of the all-up. Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brendan.
Racing today goes to Shepparton, the Kyabram meeting at Shepparton, Kyabram Pacing Cup Day, to take us through the quaddy legs. Lockie McIntosh. Lockie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Brendan.
First leg of the quaddy at Shepparton today is the Kyabram Pacing Cup. It's a 54-66 rater over the 2100. There are no scratchings here. 4 Al Boston is the favourite at 240. 6 Dot the I 4. Roslyn Gay off the pole 420. 650 for Yellowstone.
Yeah, good race. The quaddy first leg. It's the, of course, the feature, the Kai Cup. I've tipped number 2 to win this, Yellowstone, just at a little bit of each-way value. It now joins Lisa Miles. Lisa's often driven the horse, and after its last start win, it's joined her stable. It won nicely last time in a similar level, but it is an open race. I thought 6 Dot the I, if they went hard enough, he's a good sit sprint horse. He'd be running home strongly. Gets him well with Brad Chisholm's claim. The other one I thought had a good chance was number 1, Roslyn Gay. She's a noted front runner. The 2,100 metres probably stretches her, but if she can get a soft enough trip, she's always hard to run down. And the other one, of course, Al Boston, the favourite, number 4. I put in 4-4th, but he's a tricky horse. He's now with Gary Payne, who's a Kyabram local, so he'd be keen to win his hometown cup. But he's just got a few too many convictions for mine to be taking too short of odds. 2-6-1 for my tips there in the quaddy first leg.
Race number 6 is a 49-59 over the 2100. Scratchings here are 2 and 7. Changeover Girl for Rebecca Bartley, $2.15. Yarrawonga Lassie, $4.45. Good Looking Rooster and Just Call Me Mezza at $8.
Yeah, another pretty open event. Changeover Girl's the favourite. She's first up off a little spell and off a back row draw. But I went with number 3, Just Call Me Azza, just the fact that it was going to be up on the speed. He likes to be on the pace. He likes to lead. Lee Sutton's driving in terrific form. He's coming off a double last night out at Melton. I think this horse should nearly get across. A little safari could probably hold it if it wanted to, but I wouldn't expect it to hold up. He'll be on the speed, if not leading, right there behind the pacemakers, Just Call Me Azza, and I thought he looked well suited. Over number 6, Village Encounter, is another speedster, likes to go forward, showed a return to form with a win last time out. These numbers. So number 10, I put in 4 second, Yarrawonga Lassie, who's coming off a 6 last time, but was a winner 3 starts ago at Cobram. And if they go hard enough, it'll be running on strongly. The 9, Changeover Girl, I put in for third. She just might need a little bit of luck first up, but her form tapered off toward the end of her last prep, but there's obviously some market confidence to say that it'll run a good race. And number 6, Village Encounter, I put in for fourth there. So 3, 10, 9 and 6. Also chances to time to react to a wider extent in the quaddy, and Malinka, if they go hard enough, will be running home strongly as well. But my tips there, 3, 10, 9 and 6.
Race number 7 is the Kevin Abrahams Memorial Trot from the stand. 12 Hollywood Sunbeam is the favourite here off the 20 at $2.90. Will Dom Zave at $4.40, $7.50 Kaproska, and Calder Galabeer at $8.50.
Another open race, the load-up leg of the quaddy. I tipped the 12 Allwood Sunbeam coming off a last start, which seems to have saved her best races for here at Shepparton. Despite the handicap, they go hard enough, it'll be running on strongly. 2 Will Dom Zave, he can lead, he'll give a lot of cheek, and he'll make it hard for the back markers. But he's knocking on the door for a win. 13 Colgar Galabier ran a good race first up. He's off a 30-metre handicap, but he's clearly the class runner. He'll need them just to sit up at some stage for him to tack on and get close enough. And number 10, our Quick Cash, is another one who's racing in good form. Off the 20-metre handicap, just stretches him a little bit. He's another good staying type. If they go quick enough, he'll be finishing on. It's a good race. The trot, I've gone 12-2, 13-10.
Race number 8 on the program, last week of the quarter, 44-49, 2,100-metre event, 1-8-9 come out. Joey's Hanover is $2.20, High Flux $2.40, $5.50, and another Sparky, and Cheeky Filter an $8.50 chance.
I went with High Flux here, number 5. It's been placed at its last couple of runs, suited by the small field, so it shouldn't be too far away from the action from that sticky gate. Joey's Hanover, Well, it's he's been runner-up at his last three starts. It's not a sort of horse you'd want to be taking short odds about being the favourite, but he does race his best when he's on the speed. He's obviously likes to be up on the pace, and he's going to get those sort of conditions tonight, so he'll be hard to catch. His stablemate for another spark, he'll be up with him, and number two, Cheeky Filter will run a cheeky race from the pole. 5-3-4-2, they're my tips. They look the main chances.
Best bet, value bet, and the quarter numbers for Shepparton tonight, please, Lockie.
My best comes up in race 4, number 5, Elena. It's a horse dropping back in class. It's back into predominantly maiden grade here. It's won 4 races. It looks well suited. It's just done too much work in harder grade races at its last couple. It's into about 260, I think, now with the tab fixed odds. It's a good way to play race 4, number 5. My best each way was in the first, number 6, Hard Rock Shannon. It's about $6.50 and $2. It's hard to see it missing a place, and it'll go very close to winning if the speed is on. So that's race 1, number 6, Hard Rock Shannon, the best each way. As far as the quaddie goes, we'll have to go wide. It'll go 1, 2, 6 in the first leg, and then 3, 6, 8, 9, 10 in the second leg. 1, 2, 10, 12, and 13 in the trotters event, and we'll come home with the 2, the 3, and the 5 there in the last leg of the quaddie, and just hope we can snare some value in those middle legs where we've gone wide, Brendan.
Best of luck, Lockie. Good calling tonight at Shepparton.
No worries. Enjoy your Anzac Day.
Time to talk greyhounds with George Ferrugia.
RSN Sunday Central, talking greyhounds.
Joining us on the line, George Ferrugia. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Geez, we've been spoilt of late for the greyhound fans. Geelong Friday night, then Equaliser, and Fabroni Bar was some sort of win last night at the Meadows.
That was a good call by you, Brendan. He came out of the clouds, didn't he? And we had one of the national draft dogs in with Untapped, and I didn't think she was a winning chance, and then looked at with about 20 metres to go, and here comes Fabrioni Bale coming from nowhere. He set up his career with some real barnstorming finishes at Geelong, and now he's turned that over to the Meadows, and you suggest 600 metres isn't going to be a problem for him. For anyone who hasn't seen the replay, it was some sort of run.
His last 30 metres was extraordinary. First leg of the quaddie at Sandown this afternoon. Gets underway at 3.25. It's a 6.7 over the middle trip. 7 is the scratching. Grace's Spirit for Brendan Purcell, the favourite, 2.20. Femme at 3.30. Family Trust is a $7 chance. And Black Belt Magic, 7.50.
Yeah, 8 to beat 5, 3 and 6 are my numbers. I've gone Grace's Spirit on top of the favourite. The last couple of runs have been really good at Sandown. A couple of good placings. She doesn't strike me as a greyhound who's going to worry about the wide draw. She has placed off the 7 and the 8 before. She hasn't won in a little while, but I think she gets her opportunities here. She's got a vacant box to her inside. I think the greyhound in box 6 not lightning early. So she should be able to get into a nice enough position and be hard to beat. Number 5, Black Belt Magic for second. Good provincial wins at Geelong and Warragul. Then I threw in Feme, you also mentioned in the market, with some nice placings at Bendigo and the Meadows. And then I've thrown in number 6, Nike Forest. It was good placing last week. He chased pretty hard against a talented type. 8 to beat 5, 3 and 6 in race 5.
6-7 over the 595 metres. Race 6, no changes. Weblek Star off the outside, 3.40. Madurayama, 4.20. For Rady Resurgence, Aston Vogue at 5.
Yeah, I've gone number 8 on top. Weblek Star again, just based on his win at the Meadow, or her win at the Meadows in 30 and 12. That came back in March, but she dominated early. She's got some early speed. I think she can find the front and then be pretty hard to beat here. Ahead of number 5, Spirit Energy, placed in 5 of 6 this track and distance, and it was a good placing here back in March. I'll throw in number 2, Aston Vogue as well. Really good win on debut, and again, the 5.95 should suit because it should be closer up and get into a nice position. It placed behind Sky and Thunder, who looks to have a bit of a future last start. And number 4, Resurgence, cannot leave it out because its win at Ballarat on start number 2 was good. It won at the Meadows coming from well back. And again, another one that I think the extra distance will suit. 8 to beat 5, 2 and 4 in race 6.
Race 7, a grade 5 over the 5.15. 5 a vacant box. Frida Rocks off the red 2.40. Tinshed Fred off the white $3 and 3.30 for Alarm Response off box 4.
Yeah, I went Alarm Response on top, Brendan. Here, 4 to beat 3, 7 and 1. Number 4, Alarm Response's wins provincially have been really impressive. 25.95 at Warragul. Backed it up with a really nice 30 and 20 win at Cranbourne. He's won 9 out of 20, so he's certainly a winner. I think he can get the job done here. I put Tin Shed Fred in for second because he's got a lot of speed, this greyhound, and when he gets it right, he can run the hands off the clock. He broke 30 seconds at the Meadows more recently. Number seven, Bri Lee for third, won four on the trot provincially in good time. And the greyhound you mentioned, his favourite, Frida Rocks, has got all the ability in the world, this greyhound. 29.62 at Cranbourne on debut. She went over the distance at Sale and absolutely flew there as well. She can just be a little bit hit or miss, that's all. In new hands here with Rob Camilleri, so interesting to see how she goes. Four to beat 3, 7 and 1 in race seven.
Last look at the quaddies, a 4.5 over the 595 metres. Reserve not required here. Rickett and Rick, the favourite off box, four at $2. One night only, 3.60. Bal Ali off the inside, 3.70. And Houdat Opal, a $9 chance.
Yeah, look, if we go back to his form during the launching pad series where he ran 29.27 and was one of the leading contenders for the series, you'd have to put Rickett and Rick as a clear on top pick here, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Again, I think the 5.95 will only suit him. He gets to the line really well. His last couple of starts have been against some very good greyhounds, Baruga Smoke, Zipping Rambo and Radek Bale. This is a lot easier, and I think he should be winning. Of the others, number one, Bal Ali. Look, I know she hasn't won in a little while, but her placing two starts ago was good. She's got a solid record from inside draws. And then I've thrown in number three, One Night Only, who, at his best, can certainly run time. Placed at his only start here behind Tyler Durden after showing good speed last week. Went 9.11 early. Does that again, would almost lead. But I just think Rickett and Rick is a better greyhound, and I've got him on top. Four to beat, one and three to bring us home.
Recap of the quaddie numbers, please, George, and a best bet outside of the quaddie legs.
Yeah, 3, 5, 6 and 8 into 2, 4, 5 and 8 into 1, 3, 4 and 7 into 1, 3 and 4. I like one just after the quaddie, Brendan. Race 9, number 8, Sudoku Cobra. I like the twins at Ballarat. And one of them was from a wide draw. Beat a good feel that day. Its splits were good. I know it's got a good one against it called Postman Pickett, who will probably start favourite, but I think Sudoku Cobra from the wide draw will be hard to beat. And our playlist is going to be very short, but what an impressive performance it was at the Meadows in new hands with Anthony as a party. He ran 29.82. You'd expect that he would continue his winning way. So just that multi would be the best for me. Race 9, number 8 into race 10, number 8.
Best of luck today, George.
Thank you.
George Ferrugia there with his thoughts on the program of racing at Sandown Park. That's all we've got time for on the abbreviated version of Sunday Central this morning. Hope we've been able to find you a winner. For all our contributors, full list of selections, head to rsn.net.au for all the races, all the numbers and all the exotic bets. We're heading to a break now on Sunday Central. On the other side, we're going to head out to Flemington, race day mornings with Michael Falgate and Matt Stewart.